So chatting to Mike from Wheeler Dealers off the telly. How are you, Mike? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
So apparently classic rock anthems are big again. They are dominating the list of top 10 songs to drive to. I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody, top of the list. I'm not sure that should be top of the list, but there we go. But why is this then?
Well, I don't think they've ever gone away, to be honest. I mean, you said big again. I think they've always been big. I think everyone has that moment. They get in their car. They're on their own. Everyone almost thinks they're Freddie Mercury or Bon Jovi, and everyone thinks they can sing when they're on their own. So, as soon as you hit a tune on the radio, and if it is going to be a tune like Bohemian Rhapsody, you're off and running. And it came top of our survey that we conducted of Britain's favourite driving tunes, and 30% of people would belt along to Bohemian Rhapsody.
I mean, the reason why I said big again is because I'm now 42, and
you're
I remember,
yeah,
the body doesn't say so, but I remember going through a phase of, you know, when I passed my test back in 1997, 1998, there or thereabouts, I went through a phase of playing dance music very loudly in the car. And it was my dad that was playing all the rock music and all the, you know, we classed it as dad rock back then. But now I'm a dad myself. I'm playing these songs. So it's kind of gone full circle.
It has, yeah. I mean, it's enduring, isn't it? These songs are the ones that get the dance floor going at a party. You know, you can go to a party and listen to Dua Lipa or The Killers or anybody else, you know, from this younger generation. But it's as soon as, you know, they put on Sweet Child of Mine or Don't, you know, any sort of Don't Stop Believing, Journey or Highway to Hell, that's the ones that people start, you know, antheming to. They start singing and chanting to. And I think people do that in their cars as well.
Do you reckon these rock bands, stadium rock bands and all these big legends write these songs because they want them to be songs that people drive to? Or do they want them just to be a great big stadium track?
No, they want to write anthemic songs. I actually know quite a few famous rock bands personally, and you know, a couple of them are major global stars, and I've spoken to them about this very thing, and they say no, you know, when they're writing a tune, if they can write something that's anthemic that people are going to sing back to them at a stadium and then sit in their car and sing it, that's the key ingredient, that's the one that's going to endure and be sung forever. You know, nobody ever remembers the B-sides. You always remember the A-sides, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, there was there's a load of songs. I mean, I'm into something called yacht rock. You ever heard of that?
Yacht rock? That sounds like the poshest version of rock I've ever heard.
Apparently, I think back in the day in the 70s, it was West Coast rock. It's Toto. It's Christopher Cross. It's the Doobie Brothers. All that kind of stuff. And there's one of the songs of Toto that I am always playing in the car, and it drives my kids mad. And I bet you know which one it is, Dave, from Toto.
I do, yeah. And I'm just so pleased I'm not in the car with you. I'm with your kids.
Why? it's not Africa. It's Rosanna, actually. But yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Rosanna. Yeah. See, it would come on. That's one of those songs. So you're reaching for the radio knob. You're thinking, oh, what's going to come on next? You reach for, you get the first few chords of Rosanna and you let your hand go. You don't change the channel. You stay with it.
Exactly. But I'm just looking at this percentages here that on my crib sheet, by the way. So, yeah, obviously, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen. You know, I didn't realise... I've never actually listened in the car to the Hotel California Eagles track.
Well, you need to. That's your mission today on the way home. I want you to play the whole of the Hotel California the Eagles. There is this amazing guitar section at the end where the two lead guitarists duo against each other for who's the best guitarist, basically. And it's one of the best ever tracks you'll ever listen to. And to drive along to it is amazing.
I mean, there's some people you've listed that are missed off this survey, by the way. So I would go down the route of, you know, John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you're in a camp of one right there.
Again?
Again. Well, I think rather than find... find out a little bit more about my show. We're finding out more about you, Darren.
Oh, I know, yeah, absolutely. Right, so tell us a bit more about these, you know, these songs that you play. People play them loud, don't they? They, you know, especially in the summer, when you come up to traffic lights, you'll hear these songs blasting out of people's cars, whether it's a top or the windows are down, don't you?
Of course you do, and that's what I mean. You know, it's like when you're in the shower, everyone thinks they're the best singer in the world. When you're in the car by yourself, you tend to, nobody's listening. You know, you're surrounded by glass, and you belt out these tunes as loud as you can. And it's really good. You know, it's good for the spirit. It's good for the mind. It's good for the soul. I certainly like to play music on my way in, my way from work, to get me in the mood for whatever the day is and the mood to go home. So, yeah, music and motoring very much go hand in hand. It's an integral part of your daily routine.
Right, tell us then, if we went on a road trip together, what would I be hearing in your car?
In my car, you'd be hearing an eclectic mix. I'll probably start the morning off with a bit of Hans Zimmer. I'm very much like a bit of classical music to just set up the day and get me going, just to set up the day. Maybe a bit rousing towards the end. And then I could switch quite easily into The Who. So go from Hans Zimmer to The Who. It's quite eclectic. A bit of Bubba O'Reilly just to get the juices flowing before I step into the workshop on Wheeler Dealers. And then at the end of the day, it's all about chilling, you know, before you go home, winding down at the end of the day. And I'm listening a lot to Paul Weller. I have done for centuries, Paul Weller. But I love his, the latest album, On Sunset, was my go-to sort of favourite album. There's a track called On Sunset. I lived in California for 6 years. He recorded it in California. You hear the crashing waves of the ocean, the palm trees, and it very much is a very lovely song to drive home to. It gets me in the mood.
Would you say some of these driving songs can be seasonal as well? So when you come round to summer, you'll hear the bigger songs, or you'll play
of
the biggest.
You know. Now I think if you switch on any radio today, we're going to hear a bit of Mariah Carey and Christmas Song and Slade. I think it's, you know, they're just on their way back round, aren't they? It's cyclical. So in the summer, it's Bohemian Rhapsody. And in the winter, it's definitely a bit of Mariah Carey and George Michael.
So I also DJ in party bars and stuff. And some of these songs on this list here are played every single night, night in, night out, you know.
Of course.
They're iconic. Songs. Yeah.
Yeah, they are iconic.
So tell us a bit more about Wheeler Dealers, then, if you don't mind. What's happening next on the show?
Royal is celebrating its 20th year, so 2 decades of Wheeler Dealers. We start on Monday at 9 o'clock on Discovery Channel, and you can find it thereafter on Discovery Plus app. We'll be dropping weekly episodes. This being our 2 decades of Wheeler Dealers, we wanted to celebrate it in a big way. So our first show, which airs on Monday night, is a celebration of the Ford Fiesta. So we want to say goodbye to the Fiesta because Ford had dropped the name. And we thought, what a fitting way to say goodbye to it. And we hold our own Fiesta Ball, where we gather together over 500 Fiestas from the length and breadth of Great Britain. And they spell out the name Wheeler Dealers 20 to celebrate the show and to celebrate the full Fiesta. There is a rather sad note to the day, which is our little full Fiesta that we restored actually gets stolen within the episode, of which we've never recovered. So I'm kind of hoping when people watch it on Monday night, it triggers a memory that they've seen the car, and we might get it back.
Before we end this, can I just tell you the first car I ever bought that my dad bought for me?
A Ford Fiesta?
No.
Oh,
Sierra Cosworth.
Oh, blimey, your first car was Sierra Cosworth.
Yeah, the insurance cost treble the car.
Well, Darren, if you had that car today, you'd be a very wealthy young man, let me tell you.
Oh, really? Are they worth a few quid now?
Recently a Sierra Cosworth, sit yourself down, an RS500 Sierra Cosworth sold for £595,000.
What?
I know. I don't think I'm making it up. Go and Google it. And the previous to that, a standard RS500 at an auction, which was a bog standard one in white, sold for £155,000.
Oh, wow. Oh, my days. Mike from Wheeler Dealers, it's been good to talk to you about all these rock songs and driving songs and all that kind of stuff. And we look forward to all the new episodes of Wheeler Dealers, my friend.